Ajit Palekar, thank you very much indeed for talking to the IFM Management Technology Policy Manufacturing Thursdays podcast series today. Let's begin by looking at the issue of asset management, which you gave your lecture on. What do we mean by asset management?
So before I touch upon what I mean by asset management, let me just clarify what I mean by assets. So in an organization, you have different elements or entities that will help you in generating value for your organization. That could be people, that is human assets, money or financial assets. There could be intangible assets like the prestige and the name of your organization. And there could be information assets that helps you in decision making and so on. But what we actually focus here on is the physical assets, such as the machine tools for a manufacturer, or the infrastructure such as buildings and other equipment that you use to actually make your products or provide your services that your organization actually provides. So here we focus on the physical assets, and what asset management essentially is the process of managing and optimally using these physical assets throughout the life cycle of these assets, and making sure that by managing these assets you are actually improving or enhancing the organizational productivity. So in managing your assets or preparing an asset management strategy, this has to be very tightly linked with the organizational strategy.
And normally people would just think of the physical assets, wouldn't they, of an organization. But you also talk about the life cycle of an asset. What's that?
So the life cycle of the asset essentially begins with when you acquire the asset or purchase a particular machine tool for your manufacturing facility. That's when you start the life of the asset, and then you move into the usage and maintenance phases, where you have to make decisions like when do you maintain your asset, what kind of maintenance strategy would you use, and so on. And then finally, After extracting the maximum value of the asset, someday you'll have to retire the asset and renew the asset and purchase a new one instead of this old one. So essentially, the life cycle of the asset consists of three basic phases, where you acquire your asset, you use and maintain the asset, and finally you retire the asset.
And presumably, with good asset management, you can improve or extend that life cycle of the asset.
Yes, indeed. Extending the life cycle of the asset is one of the key elements in terms of improving the sustainability sustainable performance of your organization. One of the key things that affects the life of the asset is the way in which you use the asset. So the more, say, for example, if you think about your car as one of your assets, the harder you drive, the worse roads you go through, the shorter its life cycle is going to be. So one of the key ways in which you can improve the life of the asset is to improve the way in which you use it. But then one of the key elements in terms of improving the life of any asset is the way in which you maintain the asset. Again, taking a very simple example that everyone would be can relate to, the better you maintain your car, the more often you check the oil levels and the tire pressure levels and everything of your car, you can make sure the car runs longer. So by better maintenance and by better usage, you can increase the life cycle or increase the lifespan of the asset.
Information must be important to increasing that lifespan. If you know more about the asset, does it help to extend the life cycle?
Of course. As I said, you improve the life of the asset by better maintenance or better usage. And when I say better, it's essentially about making better decisions about maintenance and the usage. Now, the better decisions are always supported by improved information. Now, you can't make decisions without having information to support those decisions. So one of the key ways in which you can make better decisions is to make sure you have enough information to support your decisions. Now, why do you need the decision, the information? You need information because you're uncertain about the state of your asset. Now, if you're sure about the state of the asset, you don't need any more information. You know what decision to make. So one of the key reasons to have more information is to alleviate the uncertainty that you have about the state of the system. And for that, you need good information, good quality information to support your decisions.
Now, there are two elements to good quality information, aren't there? One is the human element and the other might be the technological element. Let's take the human element first. Is that important?
Very much so indeed. There's no point in having very high quality information if the decision maker, which is human, cannot digest that information and make use of that information to make good decisions. So the human element can never be actually removed from all these processes of asset management, because ultimately it's the humans, the managers, the key personnel who actually use the information to make decisions.
And what about technology? We're having so much technological innovation at the moment that must be helping to improve the decisions about good asset management.
Yes, the key advantage of the emerging technologies, such as improved sensor systems, which tell you how the asset is actually performing, what the operational conditions of the asset is, and so on, is that it essentially improves the quality of information that is available to the decision maker. So when I say quality will have different dimensions. Like it, with improved systems, you can improve information accuracy. With better systems, you can improve the timeliness of information or the accessibility of information. There are different information quality dimensions that different systems can actually improve and support better decision making.
You talk of RFID asset tracking. What is this and why is it important?
Now, RFID stands for radio frequency identification. Now, quite simply put, you can say RFID is a next generation barcode. Now, you see barcodes on every product that is out there today. What essentially a barcode is that it identifies the product. Now, the key difference between an RFID and a barcode is that the barcode requires a line of sight to get access to that information, whereas an RFID does not require a line of sight because it operates on radio frequency. Now, this means that with an RFID tag on every asset that you have, you can improve the visibility of your asset, visibility within your organization and outside your organization's four walls. So you can track your assets wherever they are. So that's one of the key benefits of RFID, and one of the key applications of RFID that organizations use the technology for these days, to be able to track assets and products throughout the supply chain wherever they are.
So that's RFID innovation. That clearly points in the direction that with the right information, the right tools and the right management, you can improve your organisational efficiency through good asset management.
Yes, with the right information and the right tools, you can improve organisational efficiency indeed. But then the key to improve organisational efficiency through all these techniques is really to understand the link between the asset's performance, the value that maintenance provides, and the quantitative link between all these to the organizational efficiency. Now, one of the biggest obstacles these days that we have in terms of effective asset management is that the senior management within organizations do not actually see the value of asset management. And we need to start thinking about asset management and maintenance as a value generator instead of a cost center that everyone thinks about these days. And only then we can actually make best use of all these technologies and systems and information and everything to improve organizational efficiency.
And that was something you stressed in your lecture, wasn't it? The language and the language barrier of all.
Yeah. Yes. The big gap that I talked about is the control room to boardroom gap that maintenance engineers and asset managers cannot actually speak in the same language as the finance director. They can't talk in terms of the investment plans and cash flows and so on. So it's essential that the two people, the boardroom and the control room, understand each of those language, and only then we can actually improve asset management and its impact on organizational efficiency.
Now, at your lecture here today on Manufacturing Thursdays, do you think that technology is almost going to make your discipline more fashionable? Because, you know, it will change the way in which assets are managed.
Yes, indeed. Yes, technology always... Our new technologies and new inventions always make the manufacturing discipline more fashionable. But then at the end of the day, as per your earlier question, it all comes down to the human element and the people. Technology cannot solve all the problems in the world. It's about how to make best use of the technology, and that's the humans who make the best use of the technology that actually will make a difference.
Well, Ajit Palekar, thank you very much indeed for talking to the Manufacturing Thursdays podcast series today. I've enjoyed it very much indeed.
Thank you.